Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, Lopez, you're 1-0 on the season since we came up with this new format. For the headlines, it is week 3 in the loop headline showdown. I'm looking to take your ass down.
No, but keep looking.
Figgy is the judge.
I hope you do well.
He will decide who wins.
We'll go through the line at the end of the game. I'll tell you, good game.
Let's start with Texans-Bears. Texans fall to the Bears 23-20. Your headline is...
Meek Mills strikes again.
Meek Mills?
Meek Mills strikes again.
Okay. Can I ask why Meek Mills?
Because he's meek. Because he's timid. He's not the fiery Mills.
Okay.
Gonna be hard to beat.
No, this is a gimme.
No,
this is a
Meek
bunny.
Mills.
This is a bunny. Yeah,
come on.
If it were in Philadelphia,
see, yeah. See, that's the thing. I don't see the. Yeah, there's no Philadelphia connection.
Knows because he's meek. Because he's timid.
This would be perfect if they played the Eagles.
Night. This would be good. You just blew your load there.
No. Because he was soft, basically. S-A-W-F-T, Meek Mills.
Davis Mills said for the last couple of weeks leading up to this game that the Texans were close. Lovie Smith says it as well. My headline on the Houston Chronicle, close D's nuts.
See, but you had to explain it.
Well, of course you can't explain it.
But when someone clicks on a story, you don't have the explanation of the headline up there.
John, you just explained yours to Figgy.
No, I did not. I didn't explain anything. I said he asked a question. I said Meek Mill strikes again.
I don't even have to explain it. Close these nuts. Who you picking, Figgy?
I ain't gonna lie. I don't like none of these so far, man. I think both of y'all blew it. But I guess I'm gonna have to throw a dart, and I'm gonna go with Meek Mills. I guess.
Wow. There you go. Oh my gosh.
It's creative, but I feel like it's in the wrong week.
All right.
Las Vegas 22, the Titans 24.
Raiders, see, your things are out of mine. Okay, Titans 24, Raiders 22. McDaniel's a good coach, just joshing.
It's a lot of space. Along those same lines.
Yeah.
Remember how good Rich Bisaccia did last week,
mm-hmm.
or last year? Got him to the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
The headline in Las Vegas, hey, Rich, you up.
Okay.
I like that one. Hey, Rich, I like that one.
All right.
I got 1-1.
All right.
Kansas City at Indianapolis. Chiefs lose 20-17. My headline.
Go ahead.
Patrick Mahomes and Eric Bieniemy got into it on the sidelines. My headline, Bieniemy the enemy.
Oh, I got a better one. We're in the same thing. Bieniemy and quarterback no longer Mahomes.
I like that one. Both of y'all did a good job on this one, but I got to go with Lopez on this.
They're no longer Mahomes.
Jags at Los Angeles against the Chargers, a 38-10 win. My headline in Duval, Jacksonville.
Duval.
Doug Peterson, 2-1 in Jacksonville. Picture of Doug Peterson running off the field with his hands up.
Mm-hmm.
Teach me how to Dougie.
Oh, I like that. Jaguars 38, Chargers 10. What the Eckler is going on?
I like to teach me how to Dougie. Okay. That's a good one.
2-2. Baltimore at New England. Ravens win 37-26. Mac Jones with a high ankle sprain. The headline in Boston, high ankle pain.
High ankle pain? All right. This one's in Baltimore. Give Lamar all the money.
I'm going to go with Lopez on this one.
Oh, my gosh. You could say that every week.
Well, he's MVP.
Wasn't even topical.
Yes, it was.
I guarantee you that newspaper say
five
that.
Five touchdowns.
It wasn't even topical.
Didn't he have five touchdowns, right?
It's gracious.
Give Lamar all the money.
Buffalo 19, the Miami Dolphins 21. What's the area code in Miami?
305.
The headline at the Miami Herald, 3-05.
3-05. All right. Mm. I got mine based on Ken Dorsey. It says, why you mad, bro?
I'm going to go with Landry on this one.
Oh,
33. It's getting close. Cincinnati 27, the Jets 12. My headline's very simple. I wasn't even creative on this. In Cincinnati, the headline, disaster avoided.
All right, this is going to be a layup for me. Bengals 27, Jets 12. Yo, can I burrow an offensive line?
Didn't they play good this week?
His offensive line still, he got hit like nine times. Can I burrow an offensive line?
I'm going to go with Lopez on this one.
So we've established the tie goes to Lopez. Okay, we've got
tie. That
rules.
Wasn't a tie. That was a romp.
We've got the new rules.
You were straightforward.
4-3. Detroit 24, Minnesota 28. The headline in Detroit, or in Minnesota, Noonkirk. Because he sucks in primetime, 260 yards, couple touchdowns, Noonkirk.
All right. Mine is about the Vikings. Lions can't break Norse code. They're the Norsemen, the Vikings. Lions can't break Norse code. See, I feel like some of these are over your head.
That one was.
But you got to remember, you got to make something that stick out a little bit.
Norse
we shouldn't
code.
We shouldn't have to sit here and Google and see what that means.
You should know it.
Should we?
Lions can't break Norse code.
Should we know this? I'm going to go with Landry on this one.
There we go.
Dang.
4-4. New Orleans 14, Carolina 22. I feel good about this one. I'll let you go first.
Panthers 22, Saints 14. Panthers smoke Winston's.
There were two polarizing college quarterbacks here,
mm-hmm.
both in controversies.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston stealing crab legs.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield grabbing his crotch.
Yeah.
Headline in Carolina, crotch grabs over crabs.
Again, too much of an explanation. Panthers smoke Winston's.
Crotch grabs over crabs.
I like the Winston's one, man. Go with Lopez.
4-5.
Where are we?
Philadelphia, 24. Washington, 8. This is simple. Sometimes the creativity gets pushed to the background.
Mine's pretty simple, too.
There's just a real statement
that
needs to be made. Philadelphia Eagles improved to 3-0. The headline in Philadelphia, contenders. The end.
Mine is this. Everything went wrong.
They still taking shots at Wentz.
Yeah. Everything went wrong.
I like the creativity from John Lopez, but I think right here, simple is better. I'm going to go with contenders.
5-5. Atlanta 27, Seattle 23. Cordell Patterson, 141 yards rushing. The headline in Atlanta, trust in CD.
Mine is similar. Where's the electric Cordell?
I'm going to go with I like Lopez on this one.
I should have said CD player still in.
The electric Cordell.
Green Bay 14, Tampa Bay 12. The headline in Green Bay, this one's for Giselle.
Oh, wow. That's a shot. Mm. Brady still can't inject life into offense. Shout out to Botox.
I'm going to go with Lopez on this one.
7-5. I got an uphill battle.
Uh-oh.
7-5 with 3 to go. Rams 20. Arizona 12. Sean McVay improves to 10-1 over Cliff Kingsbury. The picture in the paper, those two hugging. The title in L.A., Daddy's Little Boy.
Oh, gosh. Rams 20, Cardinals 12. Two teams, one cup.
Is that appropriate?
No. It's illegal, though. It's fine to say. Two teams, one cup.
I'm a roll with Lopez on this one, man.
So you know clinch. Lopez, he's a lightweight, kind of creepy guy.
You're clinching this. Lopez is going to remain undefeated.
What a baby.
San Francisco 10, Denver 11. Garopp, oh no, the headline in San Francisco.
All right. Broncos, what was it, 11-10?
11-10.
Broncos 11, maybe 49ers 13, 10?
I don't know. It was crappy.
Nothing to Russell Crowe about.
I'm going to go with Landry on this one.
This was Michael Irvin after the Cowboys beat the Giants 23-16 with backup quarterback Cooper Rush. Michael Irvin, by the way, going to join the afternoon guys at 4 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 610. So tune in there. This was Mike last night.
Hey, you see that? We did it again. I don't know how it happened, but we have done it again. We have stolen another one. Here goes the new slogan. In Rush. We trust. As a backup, in Russ, we trust. As our backup of America's team, in Russ, we trust.
Dang. Here's my headline. In Russ, we trust as a starter, question mark.
Okay. Well, mine's referencing the horrible drop early and then the heroic effort late.
By Lamb.
From Lamb to Lion.
I like both of them.
From Lamb to Lion.
I like it. I'm gonna roll with Landry on that. Oh.
Did you see Jerry Jones trying to take a selfie yesterday?
Dude, I meant to bring that up. He's like hitting everything on the.
That's badass. He's a flip phone guy, I think.
No, I think he was just having an old moment. A senior moment,
it's
as
badass,
they say.
By the way,
he's just like slapping around at the camera. What do I do? What happens next?
Doesn't even know how to take a selfie. That's legit.
Yeah, well, I guess it is.
That's legit as hell. Got to respect that. John Lopez remains undefeated.
Yeah, as it should be.
The headlines, undefeated. Figgy's rigging it, but it's all good, Fig.
Oh, Figgy's keeping it close.
Really.
Figgy's keeping it close. It's like celebrity family feud. They always give the family that's behind the easy question. Keep it close. Because they don't want to embarrass the celebrities. Figgy's doing you a solid.
Would you really be embarrassed if you lost Family Feud?
I'm just telling you what they do. They give them easy questions.
You think on those old game shows, like the Do You Know Your Wife? Like, you know the
Hollywood?
Like,
no, the what
you
is
think
it?
There's ever
the
like,
newlyweds?
You think there's ever like breakups after that?
There has been.
They don't know
no,
each
there's a book about it.
Because they're like, you don't really know me?
No. There's a book about like how game shows have ruined lives. And I forget the name of it. But the newlyweds happens all the time. Yeah.
What game show would you have the best chance on?
Probably Wheel of Fortune.
That's hard.
I'm really good with the words.
That's
though,
so
man.
Hard.
I can figure that stuff out pretty good.
That's so hard.
And also the useless knowledge of like Pyramid. I can figure.
I've
out.
Never watched that.
Yeah, Pyramid.
It looks fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think Price is Right. Prices
Wheel of
awesome.
Wheel of Fortune. I'm you know, humble brag. I'm pretty good at it. I guess all the words I know.
You really have to know a ton of words on.
Well,
Wheel
I can put them together. You know, I can put it together the clues. You really don't. I mean, it's mostly just common sayings.
How long could you last on Jeopardy?
I'm Hell always no. good up to 400.
Hell no.
I'm good up to 400. Is it goes 200, 400, 600? 800. I'm good up to 600 sometimes. Easily 400, you know, questions. You get to those 800.
Who's hosting Jeopardy now?
Mia Bialik. She's
the
good.
Girl from Big Bang
yeah,
Theory.
Yeah, the Sheldon's girlfriend. Mia Bialik. She's good. She's very
so
good.
She does
Is she right? like a real rocket scientist?
She's like a legitimate, went to school to become a rocket scientist actress.
Who's the best old school game show host? It's Bob.
Bob,
you think it's Trebek?
Barker?
You think it's Trebek?
It's either Trebek, Barker. I like the old guy.
What about the
Gene Reynolds?
Guy?
With the real skinny, the real skinny microphone from Match Game. Gene Reynolds, he always used to shake because he was an alcoholic.
What's the Wheel of Fortune guy's name? Pat Sajak.
Yeah, it's those three.
Pat's not great though.
He's beloved though.
Man. No, he's okay, but yeah. he's not like Bob. He's just kind of good. No, he's great, but he's not like, I don't think he's as great as Bob.
You know what he did in the
Bob
past?
Bob Barker's the man.
Bob Barker was the man.
He's the man.
Yeah. Remember Gene Reynolds with the skinny microphone on Match Game?
Didn't they all have skinny microphones?
Yeah, but he was famous. I guess he was famous for it. You know what? You want some useless trivia, speaking of which?
Yeah.
On Pat Sajak?
Okay.
You ever seen the movie Good Morning Vietnam?
Yes, with Robin Williams.
Yeah.
I watched it like 2 months ago.
Pat Sajak was a DJ at that same station during Vietnam. Like the guy who was, that they made, based the movie over on.
Yeah.
Sajak was a DJ there too.
Those guys are like so lucky because it's not that they're not talented, but whoever the brilliant person is who came up with those shows, they had the opportunity and they just were perfect for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you were set for life.
You're talking about the game show hosts?
Yes. You're set.
How about Vanna White? She didn't even talk for 10 years. She just started talking after a decade, she was just spinning numbers. She's making millions.
And it's nothing,
It's
not to say that Pat couldn't have had a successful career, but some genius came up with Wheel of Fortune. Some genius came up with Price is Right.
That guy's the right fit.
With Jeopardy. Yeah. And then they said, okay, you're the guy.
Like, it's hard to be Alex Trebek and me and be Alex. Like, they have to know their stuff and pronounce things.
Good. But the idea is what sets you up.
Yeah. But Vanna White, I love her.
I think the other thing, too, is they don't look to expand their career. They cool with just doing that.
Now
you got different comedians and actors hosting, and then they want to do other stuff, so they'll leave most likely. But back then, they wasn't trying to leave. They was good with doing that game show forever.
Yeah.
Man. They don't make them like that. Like, I don't even remember who the host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Oh, yeah, it was Regis.
Right, the first one was Regis.
The first one was Regis.
And then it was a woman, that British woman.
Yeah, now they just have all these people.
Gene Rayburn, not Gene Reynolds.
Like, Regis was great at Who Wants to Be a
Millionaire. He was good, but he was doing other stuff, too. So he just dipped out on that.
Oh, man, how'd we forget Steve Harvey?
Man.
How'd we forget Steve Harvey?
I love Steve Harvey.
He's funny.
He's one of my favorites of all time. Like, I liked him before he ever even hosted this
stuff. Oh, yeah.
Like, I like Steve Harvey, but it's not. When did that start? Like, when did he start doing
that?
He's
been doing it a minute.
How long has he been doing Family Feud? Like, this isn't like old school, like like, I'm talking like old
15
school
years?
Game. Yeah, that ain't that new. Like, that's post 2000.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve's great, but I don't think you can put him in there with like these guys that we're talking about, these legends.
No, for sure.
Steve's the man.
Yeah.
You know an interesting fact about Steve Harvey?
What's that?
He doesn't even wear the same suit in reruns. He's that fresh. That's when you know you dress good.
Oh, man.
No, seriously, watch the Steve Harvey show. If you watch a rerun and then you see it again 2 weeks later, he's changed clothes.
You're so full of crap.
You don't believe me? Just watch.
I am not going to watch.
That's how good he dresses.
Louis Anderson. I forgot Louis Anderson used to host Family Feud before Steve Harvey.
He was awful.
He was bad.
He was bad.
Yeah.
He was funny in Coming to America.
That he was.
Mm-hmm.
That he was. That's around the NFL, kind of, here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up, Michael Jenkins. There's a line that really, really sticks out this week, and there's some more interesting trends in the NFL. We'll try to get to the bottom of it with our guy, Michael Jenkins of the Daily Tip, powered by BetQL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, let's go try to get a sneak peek of the lines this week. Michael Jenkins of the Daily Tip, powered by BetQL, joins the show. Check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to check out the Daily Tip podcast for more of Michael's analysis. Just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcasts. Michael, we said it was weird, the USC line. Sometimes you just got to charge it to the game. One of the weirdest stories surrounding a line that I've seen in a long time, they end up winning, but they don't cover the six.
Yeah, I saw that too, and I was with you on that. And sometimes, even though you feel like, I don't know what's going on here, this doesn't make sense to me, you still got to put some money down on it. And we got bitten on that one. But, you know, every time something like that happens, I always take away a lesson. It's kind of a reminder. Nobody ever likes losing, but it is a reminder to sort of double check those lines that sort of stick out to you and make you think, well, what am I not seeing here? And why does this seem too obvious to me? And we were both on that, but that was one of those instances for sure.
Well, before we get to the NFL, some more college football here. One of the more interesting lines, I think, involves my school, Texas A&M, as an underdog going to Mississippi State, mm-hmm. Which is interesting because their calling card is defense, and the only time Mississippi State played a good defense, they were in trouble and lost.
Yeah, I was looking at this earlier, and there is a ton of money coming in on Mississippi State. I don't get it at all, except that I think there's a couple things going on here. One is, we're seeing that Miami now is not a very good team. And number two, full credit to A&M because last week they made some big plays when they needed to, but also they were outgained by Arkansas in that game. And I also think that Mike Leach has a lot to do with it because I understand that when he was at Texas Tech that it was a completely different situation. But he always gets up for some reason, no matter where he is, gets up for Texas A&M, whether it's
him.
In College Station.
No, yeah, that's what it is. He hates them.
he really does. And he's 8-4 lifetime against A&M. And now, of course, he's saying, oh, you know, it's a tough place. He's saying all the right things this week. But if you look back at his history, he's never been complimentary of A&M. And whenever he has a chance to rub it in the Aggies' face, he takes an opportunity to do so. You guys know that. And I really think that's a factor here.
He's had a 31-point, a 39-point, a 28, and an 18-point win over Texas A&M. In his career. Mike Leach definitely, I mean, he has a certain amount of hate for A&M. What about
yes.
Arkansas? This is interesting because Arkansas, I mean, you felt good about them. They're a top 10 team. I'm sure they're telling themselves we should have beat Texas A&M, but they're hosting Alabama, And they're pretty much the same underdog that Texas was when Texas faced Alabama, give or take a couple of points. Arkansas is getting 17.5 against Alabama. What the hell am I supposed to do here?
I'll tell you, I jumped on Bama at 15.5 when that first came out. And I think what's going on here is I always hate when I say, well, they should have won this game, particularly being a Texas fan and talking about A&M. I feel like Arkansas should have won that game. And I don't think that's necessarily an unfair statement to make. But Arkansas knows that. If they don't make a dumb play with KJ Jefferson trying to do whatever he was trying to do there on the goal line, they don't miss that field goal, maybe they win that game. And so that was a huge blown opportunity for them. And it's not necessarily a letdown spot, but that was a huge game that they were getting ready for against the Aggies. And now, in what would normally be a letdown spot, you got to go back home and face Alabama. I think this is, how do you recover after a game you probably should have won? You didn't get it done, and now you got to face the Tide. That's going to take a lot for that team. It's going to take a lot of gumption for them to recover and say, okay, let's get back on the horse here. We're at home. We have a chance to make another statement here. That's really difficult to do, and I think that's factoring in here, and it's why tons of bettors jumped on the Tide at -15.5, and I think it's going to keep going up.
Some people might say the Aggies made the plays.
Absolutely.
Just saying, A-Chain, the fumble return. The Aggies happened to miss a field goal, too. I'm just saying.
You're not the only one saying what you're saying.
Just saying.
He's had to defend his honor.
Yeah, I'm just saying they've made some people might say the Aggies made those.
There's no question about that. And that's why I preface that by saying, because you can always look at it both ways, you know, and say, well, we made the plays we had to.
We go to the big boys, and Miami definitely is for real. So what's going on with Bengals and Dolphins Thursday night? Is it as simple as Tua's injured?
I think that's what it is. And, you know, it's such a squirrely thing when you go from, hey, it's concussion protocol, we're getting this guy out of here, to, no, my back just tightened up on me. And I think that's exactly what's going on there. But Miami's a very good team. And initially, I liked the Bengals at 3. But now at 3.5, I'm starting to get nervous, because no matter who is throwing to those Miami receivers, and it looks like Tua's going to play, that Bengals secondary can be had, and that's one of their real weaknesses, besides the fact that they've had a tough time protecting Joe Burrow. So now that it's gotten past 3, I might lean towards Miami, but I like the Bengals at 3. This is one of those spots where, man, the hook scares me, and I generally try to look for dogs when I look at the lines each and every week in the NFL, but there's not a lot of barking dogs this week. I like a lot of the favorites, which also sort of gives me pause, but I kind of like the Dolphins to keep it close.
Looking at this, the one in our backyard here, Texans hosting the Chargers. This is the second straight season where the Texans have just gotten a banged up Chargers team, almost like an insane level. And they're only a 5-point underdog against the Chargers. I get a sense, and you can tell me, I get a sense that a lot of people are going to bet on the Chargers no matter what, seeing the Texans. Or am I wrong on that?
No, I don't think you're wrong. The bet I like the best here is the under, and it's already come down a point. I believe it started at 49.5. It's down to 48.5 in some spots. And that's because, A, as you know, the Texans offense has a hard time generating points. That was a bad interception last week by Davis Mills. But now the Chargers have one of their offensive linemen out for the entire season. They've got another guy that's banged up. And I don't care if Justin Herbert plays or not, and he's probably going to play. When you talk about an injury, I don't even know what fractured cartilage is. It just sounds like one of those painful things you can have. And he clearly didn't look like he was 100% last week. So you're talking about a Justin Herbert who is not going to be completely healthy. You're talking about a Texans offense that has problems generating points anyway. I think the under is the right play here. I don't necessarily think it'll be a slugfest, but I think for these two teams, that's too many points.
You know, every week I like to put stars on games. This is a 5-star game. This is a 4-star game, et cetera. Why do I feel like Jacksonville and Philadelphia might be a 5-star game, at least a 4-star game in the NFL this week?
Because Jacksonville is a good football team. Yeah. Now, they're not a great football team, but compared to what we thought was going to happen this season, doesn't just show you the difference between a guy like Urban Meyer and Doug Peterson. The difference a head coach can make is really, really big. And I'm kind of scared because initially I like the Jags here. The Jags defense are they're a defense that is very, very talented, isn't getting any credit that it deserves. Now, the Eagles could go out, blow Jacksonville out of the water. But the one thing I will say about Jacksonville is this, is that most people immediately look at the Jags and they fade them automatically. We were talking to Jason Scott from BetMGM, and he's the bookmaker at BetMGM, sets the lines, the prices, all the numbers. And he was saying, the least bet team in all of the NFL is the Jags for a couple reasons. Number one is they're in Florida and betting is not legal there. But number two is it's the Jags, and they've sucked for so long that everyone just fades them automatically. I don't know if the public has caught on to the fact that Jacksonville is a pretty good outfit compared to what we thought we were going to see this season. So I would lean Jacksonville. I think they can put up a fight against the Eagles. Their defense is really good.
Michael, we always appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. There's a hell of a lot of college football. My goodness. It is insane.
Best time of the year.
SEC all over the place, yeah. Man. Appreciate you, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
It's our guy, Michael Jenkins. Hosted the Daily Tip and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Coming up, we just talked about Mike Leach, and we talked about his history with Texas A&M. One of the best rants, most underrated rants of all time. We'll get into that. Back in the day when you could call girls fat. Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
When calling girls fat was cool, good old days.
What are you talking
about? 2009. 13 years ago.
I don't think it was ever cool. I don't know if that's the word I would use.
Yeah, I don't know if you're really the good source for this, sir.
I am.
Mr. Red Flags with your formerly hefty girl.
No, that was accurate. I wouldn't call
you
him
can't
that.
Trust a skinny woman who was fat.
I wouldn't call him that.
Mike Leach, he's facing Texas A&M this week. He's had a pretty good history against Texas A&M. But the last time that he suffered an embarrassing loss to Texas A&M was 2009. 52-30 was the score. I think Gerard Johnson was actually the quarterback of that game.
He sure was.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And Texas A&M went to Lubbock and they whooped up on Mike Leach's Texas Tech team. I'm bringing that up not because I'm trying to break down that game, but because the aftermath of this loss by Leach produced probably one of the most underrated podium rants of all time. One I actually wrote a column on.
And I think I remember you telling me about
it. And I got in trouble with Mike Leach about it. It was probably the fourth Mike Leach sucks column that I wrote. And this was the last.
The fourth and last?
This was the last. Here is Mike Leach talking about fat little girlfriends after his Texas Tech team was embarrassed by Texas A&M.
As coaches, we failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends. Now, their fat little girlfriends have some obvious advantages. For one thing, their fat little girlfriends are telling them what they want to hear, which is how great you are and how easy it's going to be. Everybody wanted to win the football game, but nobody wanted to play the football game. Well, that defies every level of work ethic that exists with regard to football. And as coaches, we have to solve our failure on reaching them. And the players have to listen. And I'm willing to go to fairly amazing lengths to try to make that happen. I don't know if I'll be successful this week or not, but you know, I am going to try, and there will be some people inconvenienced. And if it happens to be their fat little girlfriends, too bad.
I remember this so well.
I do too.
Oh, my gosh.
I think my whole thing was he's a narcissist or something, like, because he was posing in a pirate outfit. I forget what the column was.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So what did he tell you?
Well, he wasn't too happy about it.
He's an interesting guy.
He's a weirdo.
He can be so captivating.
He's a weirdo.
And then a total a-hole.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
Total a-hole.
Very big weirdo.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. That was back in the day.
He's captivating when it's convenient.
I do wonder, like, as I think even that comment now, in through my eyes, not through like the internet's eyes, I think it's harmless. I think it's actually kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there would be some really annoying, obnoxious outrage these days if he said that.
You have no idea.
At almost like a level where I would almost feel like I had to defend him.
Yes. The last thing you want to do.
No, I'll defend him now. He's a good coach. He just wanted out of Lubbock, but wouldn't admit it. But yeah, if he said fat little girlfriends now, do you realize like how?
100%.
God.
100%. Like, you can't even say some words. Like, just saying the word would become like you'd get in trouble over it.
What was that guy who died that Black Twitter was celebrating, Figgy?
Oh, Kevin Samuel.
And when I say Black Twitter, the female portion of Black Twitter seemed like there was kind of a celebration of the death. Mm-hmm. Is that a fair assessment by me, Figgy?
No, that's really fair. Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
What was the story?
He just always talked crap, and he died. And then, I mean, you would have
thought
that.
Yeah, he was kind of considered a relationship guru,
mm-hmm.
And he would give harsh.
Huh. Like, very blunt.
I thought he was funny as hell.
Yeah, he would give very harsh relationship advice towards women. And a lot of Black women didn't appreciate that. So when he passed away, everyone was celebrating.
Celebrating, John.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, celebrating.
I'm going to have to look him up.
Yeah. He's hilarious.
Yeah. We actually played a clip of him one time.
Yeah?
What was it about?
It was about the running back. I could find it.
Find it.
I think I kind of remember this.
I don't remember the context of it.
Yeah.
Kevin Samuels.
Yeah.
Mike Leach. One circle.
I think I do remember that. I'm looking up at. Oh, I know this guy.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah.
Supposedly he died when he was having intercourse. I'm not sure if that's true or not.
That's probably urban myth. I know this guy.
Is that a good way to go down?
So to speak.
All right, I got it.
All right, here he is. Rest in peace, Kevin.
You weighed more than a man at your height.
I do remember.
True or false?
I'm true around a lot of chubby dudes, so.
No, but okay. How much do you weigh?
220.
I weigh 210, and I'm 6'4". You broke the first rule. See, you ladies don't mind breaking the rules. The men are visual. The men want women that are fit, feminine, friendly, cooperative, submissive. And I don't mind being the size of, I'm sorry, you're 5'8"?
I'm 5'8".
You're about the size of Emmitt Smith or Barry Sanders was. You're a running back size. You can hit the A-gap like a motherfucker.
Yeah, all right. I accept
that. Don't come in here talk about what men should not be able to do when they got to accept somebody who can run out the power eye.
Okay.
I'm being silly because to make a point that modern women are so full of righteous indignation, what you are and ain't going to accept and all this other kind of stuff, when you're not even what most men want.
No, and I'm working on that. You said I'm 23. You said that I have until like 25.
There's no reason to be 23 and 220 pounds, man. You ain't had no babies. Unless it's glandular that you got a doctor's note for, there's absolutely no reason.
I give
all right, then.
And that was just light.
He's sorry, he does not hunt.
You look like you can run through the A gap.
Oh man, I don't remember the context of when we played that, but I do. Yeah, that was unforgettable. Yeah.
Passed away. Rest in peace, man.
And women were like, I guess justifiably, because he was so brutally harsh on
you. You kept hearing the word karma.
Yeah.
And that's what he get. And I'm glad. And yeah, it was a celebration.
Man. If he died during sex, that would have been even more justifiable. I think that's probably an urban myth, though. I don't know. Could be.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lovie Smith, one and done. Ross Tucker threw that out. This was Ross Tucker earlier this morning talking about Lovie Smith potentially being one and done when he joined Payne and Pendergast. Ross is crazy. He really is. A Ross Tucker guy.
Oh, I always thought Lovie Smith was just a one-year thing. If it continues to trend this way, I think they'll have a new head coach and a new quarterback. And the new head coach will be someone that they believe and has a proven track record to maximize the quarterback position. You don't want to have Lovie there, because then it feels like there's a decent chance after the rookie year for the quarterback, when they have another 6-11 year, then you fire Lovie, then you bring in a new guy. Well, then you have your young quarterback have to learn a new offense. I think they're both probably gone if it continues to go this way.
All right, that's his take.
And as I mentioned earlier, I think it's justifiable, his opinion there, but that's not any rule by any stretch. And we have people that come in and deal with one or two coaches in a row, like Trevor Lawrence or someone like that, and they're just fine. What do you think, Show?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it maybe should.
No, I think it's justifiable. Opinion is sound.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think it's going. I don't think they're going to roll and cut through 3 consecutive coaching staffs in a row in 3 years. But like, say the Texans draft a young quarterback. Let's say they draft Young or Stroud. You say to yourself, like, there's a real question of, do I want Lovie and the way he wants to play ball, is that the best way to get the most out of a young quarterback who you want to, you know, to be the guy that leads your franchise? Especially when you look at what's happening with Trevor Lawrence right now, and they go get an offensive-minded coach, and he looks the way he does. And you know, I think maybe they should, but I don't think it will happen.
I don't think it'll happen for that reason. Like, I agree with his point, and I think the best. I'm an offensive minded head coach guy. I've been that way from the jump, and for the reasons we're talking about. But I don't think right now the conversation about Lovie is, if things continue in the direction that they're going right now,
mm-hmm.
in terms of we're not even able to get our best players on the field, and our most important position shrinking in the big moments, and our defense is giving up 280. Those are all grounds for firing.
Yeah.
After 1 year as a whole, you know, I don't know that I think Lovie Smith and Nick Caserio mindset in terms of how you should win football games is very similar. I think they align. And so there's a conversation there as well. I think it's more about if we get 17 games of what we've seen the first 3 weeks, because you can't look. Mm. I mean, the decisions that are being made are beyond conservative,
yeah.
and they're losing football. Ultimately, you're not going to win.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to win if your offensive coordinator's in 22 personnel on the goal line and Philip Dorsett's the receiver out here instead of the guy you've been telling us is 6'4", playmaker, matchup problem. I don't care if you throw it to him or not. Like, you got a guy out there that hadn't even been on the roster all three games. You know, like little things like that to me are if I'm a GM, I'm going, this ain't going to fly.
Yeah,
this stuff ain't going to fly. You know, you're a ground and pound. We're a run-first football team. Third and ones, and you throw it three times and go 0-for-4. Like that doesn't jive. That's not good football. It doesn't all add up. So that, to me, those are more reasons to look at this as this thing might be shorter lived than you would think if that continues for 17.
Like we've all believed that Nick Caserio has a hell of a leash, a leash. It's something as they would say, deeper than rap, than just his hiring. Does he have enough rope?
I think
where
he does.
He could,
absolutely.
Where he could fire three straight coaches.
If anybody could, he could.
And hire and have four head coaches.
Oh, you're talking about the next guy.
Does he have enough power to say?
It would be 2 and 3.
But what he's saying is, if the next guy fails.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he could do four. No, I don't think anybody could do four.
I think the mindset of his next hire is where we're going to get a grasp of what he wants. Like, right now, it's just kind of, we're this low in the process. Maybe not too many people want the job, but that's where we'll get a real.
But 2 years in a row, he could just, or what it be, 2 years in a row, he just have, and they'd have three different staffs.
Yeah, but I think
does he
easy.
Have that much?
We're still talking about problems he inherited. If we're being completely honest,
sure.
We're still talking about like even Lovie. I like the hire of Lovie ultimately based
he
on
inherited Lovie.
Absolutely. The situation where Lovie was the only option. Absolutely.
Lovie was the next guy in the room.
You think he came? You think he came in here and he sat down and wanted Jack Easterby? You think he sat down and wanted those roster issues and the draft issues?
He brought in Lovie, though.
No. But the former regime put them in the situation. Now, I'm not saying he bucked the system. He was for it or he wasn't for it. I still look at the Josh McCown debacle as much a Jack Easterby, Cal McNair situation as I do a Nick Caserio situation. Mm-hmm. And that situation forced you into, hey, man, Lovie's our best option at this point in time. So, yeah, I think there's still a – like at some point the slate's gonna clean, is gonna clear, and this is Nick Caserio's moving forward right here.
Yeah,
I mean I don't know that we're there.
Oh, we are in it, but you're talking about Landry was saying once and for all, this is the guy that I think really is in line with me.
When the pieces are there and the roster's there, I think they wouldn't have hired Lovie Smith if they felt like this was a appealing job. Like if every coach wanted this gig. Then Lovie Smith's not the head coach.
Right.
Is that fair to say?
You get another draft class like this one with a bunch of first-rounders and a new quarterback.
And I like it. I think Lovie's
then
a great –
then it becomes a destination.
I think when you say process over results, David Culley's a joke, but Lovie Smith's the perfect process over results guy. 100%.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see when this thing becomes Nick's problem.
Yeah.
I thought we were in that.
Yeah.
What do you guys got coming up?
Oh, well, we got Seth Payne. We're gonna speak with him. He's coming up at 2:45. Our Texans insider, Brooks Cabina, is going to join us. The playmaker to what about 4:10? He's going to join us. Michael Irvin, who preached a sermon earlier today.
My gosh,
today,
I saw that.
Sweating profusely.
Man.
It came on out that suit. looking like one of my uncles at the pulpit. He'll be on with us at 4:10. Yeah, man, four months.
And we'll get into that Ross Tucker stuff as well.
Yeah.
That's really good stuff. So we'll dig into all of it, man.
All right, man.
Good day to be alive in the radio business in H-Town.
Also giving away some front row seats, I assume.
It's a great point. It's a great point. Yeah. Texans ticket giveaway Tuesday, is that what you call it?
Yes, sir. Texans ticket Tuesday. Clint Sterner, Ron the Show, Hughley. Coming up after us. Thanks to John McClain for fitting us into his busy schedule. Thanks to Michael Jenkins.
John McClain. Did he check up on inbreeding?
On what?
Bro.
On
what was going
essentially
on
having relations with your cousin.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Did he check up?
How about that?
I got that audio. We're gonna play that. We're gonna play that too.
Play that too.
Well
thank
done.
You. Yeah.
Don't know what was going on there.
Yeah, yeah.
For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do, I'm Landry Locker. This has been another edition of In the Loop, Hump Day Manana, 10 a.m. But in the meantime, Clint Sterner and Ron the Show Hughley are next.
Thank you, Figgy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.